Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Let's talk about fuel, because we are heading into winter and many people will have been turning on the heating over this last weekend. Solid Fuel Merchants Ireland has warned that fuel smuggling and courier dropped pallets are now at an all-time high, threatening rural jobs and depriving the Exchequer of vital revenue. Colin Ahern is the chair of Solid Fuel Merchants Ireland. Good morning to you, Colin.
Good morning, Jonathan. Thanks very much for having me on this morning.
When we're talking about smuggling fuel, what products are we talking?
Well, we're talking about solid fuel. We're talking about coal, okay? So just give your listeners what's happening in the country at the moment. So coal in this state has carbon tax applied at 7.60 per 40 kg bag. So every bag of coal that we sell, legitimate fuel merchants, has carbon tax and VAT applied, and all our fuels are certified. Unfortunately, there is no carbon tax in Northern Ireland, and the VAT rate is at 5% versus 13.5%. So what we're seeing happening, and there's a surge in it this year, we're seeing fuel being dropped from Northern Ireland all over the country. We're being outpriced between anywhere between 7.50 and 8.50 a bag of coal, and we just cannot survive. And this is really arising from poor enforcement and regulation. So we're having major issues with it.
Are we talking about, I mean, obviously you can't buy what they used to call smoky coal anymore,
you can still,
legally.
Jonathan, sorry for cutting across you there. This is the problem we have. We have a smoky coal, which is bituminous coal, is still being advertised across social media at the moment. And it still is being delivered into this country by couriers.
So hang on a second. It's banned. We're not allowed to have it anymore to improve air quality. But you can still get it if you go to Facebook Marketplace or somewhere like that.
You can go up on it there now. You can order this morning and you can have it delivered tomorrow. And you can have it 200 or 300 euro a ton. Now, we can't sell it anymore, but they're saving between 200 and 300 euro a ton as well. So knowingly or unknowingly, couriers are further fueling this problem by delivering banned fuels, or they're unknowingly aiding companies evade carbon tax. So we're having major issues. Now, we have been lobbying government. We have been lobbying ministers. Everyone is very supportive. Everyone is very sympathetic. They know that it's happening. I noticed a new air pollution amendment bill has been published as well. They are trying to address it, but the wheels are turning very, very slow. We cannot compete with this. We just can't compete with it. As you can understand, I don't blame people. But, I mean, there is a buy coal between 8 euro and 9 euro a bag cheaper than what we can deliver to them. So it's causing us horrendous problems.
Colin, people will always go for value if they can. But I presume the net impact would be that your local coal man or your local co-op is going to struggle because people aren't buying fuel from them. So don't be surprised in a couple of years' time if you turn around and the local coal man's gone out of business.
Correct, Jonathan. We're actually struggling already. So we represent legitimate fuel merchants across the country. Some of the merchants are actually taking part-time jobs at the moment to survive. So we're just not getting enough, even though there is some work being done by the Department of Environment. It's not happening quick enough. The enforcement and regulation is, you know, it's all left in local authorities. Some local authorities are very, very good. Some are very, very poor. So when all this has happened, we are slowly but surely going out of business after being in business for decades.
What do we do? I mean, you have a seamless border between North and South, two different legal jurisdictions. I mean, do you need revenue if they're dipping for diesel to be searching for coal?
We do. We need stronger enforcement. We need a task force in place with revenue on Garda Síochána and local authorities. And that's exactly what we need. And we've been lobbying for that since 2023. We also need a mandatory EPA registration for all sellers of solid fuels. So all local authorities will have a database and are open to inspection.
Okay, well, we'll see if there is any appetite for that. It sounds rather costly if they were to do it that way, Colin. But then again, the impact on people right around the country is significant. Colin Ahern, Chair of the Solid Fuel Merchants Ireland Group. Thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast Business.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.